President Bush is putting the finishing touches on an expected $600 billion package of tax cuts and spending measures.
This is a plan that provides tax relief to the working citizens. It's a plan that is a very fair plan. It's a plan that recognizes when somebody has more of their own money, they're likely to spend it, which will create more jobs.
The president will release details tomorrow during a speech in Chicago. He'll likely call for the elimination of individual taxes on stock dividends. The administration believes such a move would help boost the economy and give the stock market a lift. But as NPR's Jack Spear reports, critics say the dividend tax cut would benefit the wealthiest Americans who own the majority of stocks.
The plan the president will unveil tomorrow is far larger than most analysts had thought. Twice the size of what was expected. Alan Sinai is chief global economist at Decision Economics. He says the total package of tax and spending measures could give the economy a needed lift.
The macroeconomic effects of any particular item, any single one of these things that are going to be part of the Bush package, would be very small. But when you take them together, depending on the size of it, if it's big enough, you could get some real help to the economy.
The most significant element of the plan is likely to be a proposal to wipe out the individual tax on stock dividends. Dividends are a portion of profits some companies pay out directly to shareholders. When measured against a $10 trillion economy, a $600 billion stimulus package over 10 years may not seem like much, but economists like Sinai say it will be big enough to measure.
The extra growth to the economy over the next year be somewhere in the range of 0.5% to 1%. And the dividend exclusion from taxation will fundamentally change how investors view stocks versus bonds and cash and the dividend payout policies of corporations and the financing policy of corporations.
Some Democrats began attacking the president's plan even before details were announced. Senate Democratic leader Tom Daschle called the administration's package the wrong idea at the wrong time to help the wrong people. He also said it could expand the nation's mounting budget deficit. A day ahead of the White House announcement, Democrats announced their own proposal. One House Democrat Bob Menendez says would include tax breaks for all Americans, not just those who own stocks.
The president's plan is too little, too late, and much too irresponsible. The Democratic plan is significant, fast-acting, and is fiscally responsible. We stimulate the job market. The president's plan stimulates the stock market. The Democratic plan helps all Americans, and the president's plan helps mostly wealthy Americans.
The administration may have a tough time deflecting criticisms that getting rid of the dividend tax will help only wealthier Americans. Nearly 75% of dividend income presently goes to those who earn in excess of $100,000 a year. It's been estimated around half of the $300 billion dividend tax cut would go to the richest 5% of taxpayers. Chuck Carlson is editor of a newsletter that focuses on dividend-paying stocks. He doesn't dispute those numbers, but he believes a move to cut dividend taxes will ultimately extend beyond just those people who own stocks.
While the direct benefit of dividend income will benefit wealthier investors, I think the fact that the stock market in general will benefit by this move will have a much broader impact on people.
Most economists say any effect on stock prices from a dividend tax cut would come pretty quickly. To counter criticism, the proposals are a giveaway to the rich. The Bush administration is expected to also propose extending unemployment benefits for 750,000 people whose state benefits expired last month. The plan may also raise the child care tax credit from $600 to $1,000, speed up previously approved income tax reductions, and provide money for cash-strapped states. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.